News. I'm Mike Lamp. The weather forecast has snow today along the Front Range and freezing temperatures overnight. Some spots could see several inches of snow through the day. On the roads, that snow could melt before causing much trouble, but trees that are ready for spring could see some damage. Meteorologist Zach Hiriz.
When these trees are kind of fully leafed out, it just doesn't take a whole lot of snow to cause impacts there.
That could be broken branches and power outages. The storm could last through the weekend with snow in the mountains and rain for western Colorado. With a new bump in COVID numbers across the state, health officials say people can protect themselves by following now familiar precautions. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Those include getting vaccinated and boosted, staying out of crowds, and wearing a mask, especially in crowded indoor places. Scott Bookman is the state's incident commander. He says the public needs to understand those things and rapid home tests are going to become a part of life moving ahead.
This is a virus that is going to be with us for a significant period of time, and it will go up and it will go down.
The rate of positive tests, a rough gauge of transmission, is elevated at 8.7%. That figure has tripled in the last 2 months. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, a real estate developer has announced a new 50-unit apartment project for young people with low incomes. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The project, called The Launchpad, just received more than $1 million in low-income housing tax credits from the state. It will be the first facility of its kind in the region designed to help young people exit homelessness. Local homelessness nonprofit The Place will help manage the apartments. They will be built on Colorado Springs' west side and should open in 2024. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Employees at three more Colorado Starbucks stores have voted to unionize, two locations in Denver and one in Colorado Springs. A vote at a fourth Starbucks ended in a tie. Again, rain and snow and overnight freezing temperatures for the Front Range today. This is CPR News.